4, Victor, Bravo, Victor, listening.
Kilo Delta 4, Kilo Bravo Victor, I believe it is, KV4 CPA. How you doing this afternoon?
4 CBA, this is Kilo Delta 4, Victor, Bravo Victor, doing just fine. The name over here is Dan, I'm over near Gallinsville, South Carolina. Go ahead.
Gallinsville, I'm not sure I know where that is. What's that near?
So is the little community there at the intersection of Highway 11 and Highway 14. We're about 6 miles, I guess, south of the Landrum, South Carolina.
Right, I knew that. I used to see that sign all the time because I used to ride Highway 11 on my motorcycle a lot. We'd go north and ride through Gowansville and on up. We got up to Highway 26 and sometimes further.
Yeah, we get a lot of motorcycles along the road. We just relocated here from Houston late last year, and I'm over near the Gallinsville Fire Department.
And your name is Dan. My name is David. Sorry I got your call wrong there. But it's not unusual for me. And I'm mobile, so I can't write it down. But anyway, well, gosh, what was I going to say? I have no earthly idea. Well, so what brings you to South Carolina?
David, yeah, we got tired of all the growth in Houston. You know, 6.5 million people and that, and we're not retired yet, but we're getting that way, and we wanted to find some place out here in the foothills of the mountains that we can use to call our retirement home. So we've found a place, and we're lucky to get it, and got out here about August of last year. Go ahead.
6 million people in Houston. Well, I don't know. I mean, what's the problem? I mean, I don't get it. of course, I'm messing with you, but anyway. Good Lord. So, you went from, that's kind of culture shock. But it is a nice place. Well, I gotta jump out of here for 1 second. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes if you're still gonna be around. Anyway, I gotta say 73 is here for just a minute. KB4 CBA.
Okay, Dave, yep, KV4, CBA, I think that's your, I'm getting it right. Yeah, we'll be around here. I'm sitting out here on the back grilling, so I'll catch up with you in a few. Kilo Delta 4, Victor, Bravo, Victor, clear.
For WHM monitoring.
KV4, WHM, Kilo Delta 4, Victor, Bravo, Victor.
An accent. It's November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, N4WHM, here in Hartwell, Georgia. How are you today? This is Bill.
I'm doing okay, Bill. Name here is Dan. So November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike. Okay, got that one. So I'm over near a small town called Gallinsville, South Carolina, and closest to Landrum, South Carolina. Go ahead.
General idea where you at? You coming in the repeater good and clear? So I've been playing radios today. I've pulled all the radios out of my vehicles and reprogrammed them, and just putting them back in. And making sure they're still working.
Fine signal into the repeater, Bill. So I've been out here. I actually strung up an HF dipole today, and I've been kind of playing around with that, but I just pulled out my QRP radio, but the noise is a little high for me to get through on 20 meters, so I'm just in 17, so I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens this evening. Go ahead.
You're up once the sun starts to go down. Today the repeater is good and clear. The last couple of days it's had a lot of white noise in it from the wind and even the pollen, I believe. But everybody's sounding good and clear today.
Everybody I've heard and I've talked to has had a real good signal today. So you're down on the lake over there in Georgia?
I'm minutes from the lake. I live just outside the city limits of Hartwell on the Royston, Georgia side of the south side of Hartwell. And but yeah, there's lake all around me. I just don't have to pay the income tax or the property tax for it. Over.
Oh, I hear that. Yeah, we relocated from Texas last year, and before we got out here permanently, I made about four round trips, and so I know that area very well.
Driving from Houston to here, that's what, about 26 hours, something like that?
Yeah, we broke it up into 2 days, but yeah, it's a haul.
I drove out to Corpus Christi, left out of Corpus Christi, went till I hit a four-way and turned right, and that was about an hour drive, and went to a little town one time called Falfurrias, Texas, just north of Brownsville. Back in the 90s when I used to do contract IT work, and that was a long ride.
Roughly where that little town is. So I started out working I'm from Illinois, and came down and worked in Louisiana for a while with the company, and then I transferred over to the Houston office, and I stayed there, and that was my home, and when I wasn't out on the boats.
There. Texas is a big state. I spent some time there in the late 80s, military training at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, and spent about 6 months out there, so got to see a little bit of the country. It's a beautiful place, but like I said, there's a lot of people.
Oh, there are, especially you get into like Houston and Dallas and San Antonio, it's just exploding, though. The funny thing coming down here is that, you know, in Texas, your sense of distance is different. So it's nothing to drive 3 hours to get someplace where you want to do something in Texas. Here, 3 hours will get you, you know, three states away.
You drive 3 hours from where you're at, and one, you'll be in knee-deep water, or you'll be in Alabama. So if you're going east-west. North, I guess 3 hours put you somewhere in Virginia or close to it. That's what I love about this area, especially here in Hartwell. You're a couple of hours away from just about anything you want. And we spent a lot of time in Greenville on weekends, just going downtown and seeing the farmers market and just enjoying the city.
That was one of the reasons we like this location. We had some we have some family down here, but we like this location because we can get to a lot of different places, and we're just a few minutes from the mountains. So it's a nice location. We're on about 4 acres, so I've got plenty of room to put up the antennas if I want to.
I'm sitting on 2 acres, and just got. I'm actually sitting in my car right now. I put a new radio, 2IT TH9800 radio, and a antenna mount, trunk mount antenna on the car. So I'm just sort of breaking it in right now, making sure it's going to keep working right.
Well, so far, Bill, I'm on a Kenwood, a little handheld Kenwood THD-74. I used it mostly in Houston with D-Star. This is, there wasn't a lot of, didn't have a lot of traffic on the repeaters in Houston for some reason, but the D-Star was repeaters were great. So, but it's nice to be able to hit the, an active repeater out here right now. But, so, it's a, like I said, it's a little different. I've been off the radio for a while, so now I'm trying to get everything set back up so I can, you know, start getting back again.
The repeater is definitely active. It's an active group, and there's some guys with some great knowledge. N0TO Tom, who stays on the radio a good bit, he is a wealth of knowledge. He does a lot of CW, and I enjoy getting to talk to him, and there's just so many. It's a good group, no doubt.
KB4CBA. I wouldn't talk to Tom if I were you. I'm always giving him a hard time. He's probably listening.
I'll put that call sign on side here and remember it. But I've been listening to the nightly nets for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and checking in there when I can. So, and I'll probably be signing into the, I guess Monday is the next meeting. So I'll hopefully meet a few of those folks. QH.
And do you get on HF?
Working on that right now. Just got to get the radio and the antenna set up squared away. So, and I think there was somebody else that came in there. Go ahead.
Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray on SN. Jeff's the name. Hello, David. Just go say hello to you and welcome you to the repeater.
You'd be the probably the first one to welcome me. Most of the time, when I throw my call out there, they go, "There goes the neighborhood."
Yeah, but I heard you giving Tom a hard time too.
Yeah, well, I give just about everybody a hard time, you know, especially if they leave the door open.
You know, we wouldn't do it like that, Dave.
Radio you got down there in Hartwell, man, that thing's sounding good. I'm sitting about midways between y'all. I'm actually in Pelzer.
That 9800 is a good radio. I just walked in the house and I'm talking on another 9800 that I just programmed up. So, like I said, I've been playing radio today. But, yeah, I like these little radios for what they are and what they cost.
Gunsville, I'm sorry, I did not catch your call.
Delta 4, Victor Bravo Victor, KD4VBV, and the name is Dan, and could you come back with your call and name, please?
Jeff, it's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray, and the static got you on your call.
My handheld power is going down here, but the call is KD4VBV, Victor Bravo Victor.
Yeah, got it. All right, guys, I'm going to get on the side. I just wanted to jump in there and say hello. I had the radio on. Was just sitting here listening. Thought I'd say hello to you. Welcome me to the area. I've been here for 57 years. I guess they'll bury me here. I ain't got no intentions of packing up, moving on. It's too much trouble.
nice talking to you. So, and Dave and Bill, I'm going to get out of here because my radio is dropping power quick. So you all have a good day, and we'll catch you again on a repeater. Kilo Delta 4, Victor, Bravo Victor, we're clear.
All right, Dan, I got to jump out of here again, everybody, but carry on. Picking up some beats up here. KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, KN4UBG.
UBG, KB4CBA.
Roger, you okay, David? I was making one like that when I come in there and stepped in between y'all, but, you know, we wouldn't do you like that. But, I like picking at you. So, how you been doing, man?
Doing good. This is Jerry, isn't it?
Coming on this
end. I think I got you mixed up with Jerry the other day. Well, listen, I got to jump out of here and get some pizza. I'm picking up pizza here. I'll be back in just a minute if you're still going to be in there. But the pizza's getting cold here, KB4CPA.
Yeah, I've been around for a bit. I'm actually headed to the dump over here off of its road, dumping trash. So, yeah, I've been in here for a few minutes. I'm probably 8 minutes away from destination, and I'll be probably about 10 or 15 minutes on the way back. So, yeah, I'll still be around just holler back at me. KN4UBG, I'll be monitoring.
Come on and tie the repeater up for a while and then it go off. and sounds like the same, but that sounds like ignition noise. Alternator noise makes a whine, and the whine is commensurate with the RPM of the motor, and it goes up in pitch as you go through the gears and accelerate, but that's not an alternator.
Yeah, I can hear a little whine in there too with it, but it's it's nothing compared to the other noise, and I've never heard an alternator make that kind of noise on the radio. I'm not saying it can't, but I've just never heard that. But anyway, go ahead, Kevin.
Sorry to tell you that. Anyways, Bernice says dinner's on, Dave, so I gotta run. Just wanted to say hello and have a good day. Showing 63 degrees out in the sun and a 10-mile-an-hour wind out of the west. This is N0TR. Be clear on your final.
You didn't hear me talking about you? I was just talking about you a few minutes ago.
No, I was out feeding the chickens. My ears were not burning. They were cackling.
Look, some guy was on there and said, yeah, you can talk to Tom. He knows just about everything about ham radio. He's a real smart guy. And I came in and I said, nah, you don't want to talk to Tom.
They definitely had me confused with somebody else. what would I do, you know, without friends and enemies there. Anyways, talk to you later, Dave. And Gerald, to you.
Supper. And Kevin, I gotta jump out of here too. I'm in the garage with the pizza, so the wife's waiting on me to come in. She knows I'm out here talking on the radio. So anyway, I'll say 73s, and I hope you can get that problem straightened out there. You are readable, but it is difficult, very, very difficult to copy what you're saying. 73 is KB4CPA.
Take it apart, but I will get the
hop out of here and get ready to dump this trash in the hole here. We'll holler at y'all a little later, K4 UBD. Be clear and monitor.
Yeah, KO4 JQX. Hey, whatever you just did, it helped it. Did you back off the mic? Come back to me one more time and back off that mic about 12 inches and just key up one more time.
Yeah, Roger, that's the microphone. I got my microphone sitting on my right knee, about 2 feet from my face.
No, that made it worse. That made it worse that time.
That right there. That's with the microphone facing the dashboard.
No. No, that made it, that might have helped a little bit, but move it in a different position.
See you listening.
It could have been that antenna moving around back there too. There's a little a dip in the pavement when I came through that pavement. That antenna could be moving around on that MMO mount, and I don't think that thing's got 100% good connection. It needs to be redone. Pretty sure that's what you hear.
Yeah, it could be a grounding issue. Okay. I got to get off of here myself. Okay, man. Have a good day. Good luck with it. Say 73T, KO4 JQX. I'll be clear on your final.
JQX, you have a good one, man. I appreciate it. And you have a good rest of the day. And I'm going to back in this hole here and dump some trash.
Victor Bravo Victor. I'm up here in Traveler's Rest and ran up to the Marietta just a minute, but you guys were sounding really good up this way.
Well, like I said, I've been playing radios today and just got a new radio and cloned it and put it in the car, new antenna, so that's what I was checking out. I'm on my handheld right now here in Harville. I can usually get a good signal into the Greenville repeater.
Up here in Traveler's Rest, KO4LAO, that earlier signal was really good.
That lets me know how it's working. So the that's a TYT TH9800 radio. It's pretty decent little radio for the money.
Using a Yaesu 2980, and for the money, it's pretty good little radio too. It'll pump out up to 80 watts if you need it.
That's real good. I think this TYT 9800 is I think it's 50 watts, and I've looked at the Yaesu's. And I've got a couple of the FT-1900s. I like them. I replaced them with these TYT-9800s just to get the dual band or quad band and dual monitor and transmit.
It's just a single band VHF, but thing's built like a doggone tank. It doesn't have a cooling fan in it. It's pretty rugged radio.
It's a good radio. There's no doubt. I've had these 1900s since 2013 when I first got my license, and they still work like a charm. I just wanted to get into the 440 band and have that dual monitor capability.
The HT's pretty good here. I'm in the beautiful downtown metropolis of Travelers Rest here, and it's doing just fine.
Working on a Intone 878 ZMR radio. I was playing with the ZMR earlier with a guy over in Cone Falls, South Carolina, AF4E, Barrel Manning, and I messed with the program and it blew it up and had to restore from a backup, so I was testing it, and I'm still trying to figure all this DMR out, but it's interesting for sure.
Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo November Foxtrot, portable testing.
Alaska 4, Kilo November Foxtrot, go ahead.
You guys, I heard that one of you was using an Intone 878. I've been testing out two different HD and antenna systems today, and that was one of them. So DMR is a lot of fun, and trying to see how reliably I can hit Caesar's Head from down here in Malden, South Carolina.
You, Bill, but you're a little down in the white noise there. Up from up here in Traveler's Rest.
Over here in Harville, it's down in white noise just a little bit, but it's readable, no doubt. You're able to communicate.
I appreciate it. I'm about an UV5R. I actually have it tuned down to 1 watt on a pretty short Nagoya antenna, so that's not too bad considering the distance.
If you're pushing 1 watt, then you're definitely doing a good trip. I'm sure if you bumped it up, you would might get out of that white noise.
I'm gonna keep traveling around and doing a little bit of testing here and there, but I'm just seeing what I can get on low power. You guys have a good day. 73.
Till KO4LAO.
Good luck as you travel around. This is M4WHM.
Tim, did that fellow from Houston, did he sign off or is he still on?
He went with his handheld and said his battery was going down, so he may be off. His name was Dan. I didn't catch his call sign. I was literally installing the radio while I was talking to him.
This was Victor Bravo Victor.
Don't remember. That's one thing I'm terrible at is remembering call signs. I have to write them down when I'm at my desk on the home radio so I can remember who I'm talking to. This is the Bill, the one and only, and it's not a pride thing or a proud thing. It's just I am who I am, and I got a crazy memory and fondness for talking on the radio.
Almost Kilo David 4 Victor Bravo Victor.
Smarter than me with a better memory would have had it.
That's the only reason I remembered it. KO4JQX, I'm clear.
Kex, what are you running? What kind of rig you got there?
FT-991A. In the country, I got it turned up.
Here in Traveler's Rest, Jim here, KO4LAO.
NSN. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray.
The Kilo Oscar 4 seemed to be relatively new. How long have you had your license, Jeff?
Last year.
January, but there's quite a few guys here that have come on recently with a KO4 prefix.
Yeah, I got mine in November of last year. I'm working on my general card now.
I got my technical and general at the same time, but I'm going to take the plunge here and get into CW here so I can feel like I've got a good part of the ham business there with carrier wave.
I'm a cancer patient, so I didn't want to strain my brain too bad all at one time. And chemo kind of kicks my butt memory-wise. It's hard to retain that much information at one time.
Yes, from a group up in New Jersey there, and we just started last night before last, and runs for 16 sessions, 2 days a week, and they seem to have a pretty good success rate.
Whole group down here does that also on Zoom, don't you? I can't remember his call right off the top of my head as many times as I've seen it. I mean, I know it, but I want to make sure I give it to you right. He's actually in Traveler's Rest himself. Well, actually up in Cleveland, South Carolina, right there next to Traveler's Rest. Yeah, Peter, on 2 meters a lot. The guy's name is Gary Wise. It's Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. Him and another guy named Dave Ivey. Let me find his call sign. I'll give you his, too. You can look them up on Zoom. I mean, not on Zoom, but on YouTube. They got a whole series of YouTube videos from everything from Technician General to Extra. All pre-recorded classes that are free on YouTube. You can watch them.
For Echo Echo Yankee, was that right?
Yeah, if you look him up on YouTube, just look his call sign up on YouTube. You'll find all the information. All the videos are there.
That before I lose all this knowledge of the, forget all this knowledge of the two previous, I'm assuming that the Extra is the building block for that. I thought I would jump in and try to knock it out.
Got Dave Ivey's call sign in here, too. I've got to find it.
First member?
Oh, for sure.
Well, I can only keep one thing in my skull cap at a time, so but I'll look up Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee and see what's on YouTube there.
Again, if you don't mind, I didn't write it down. I can't remember it if I don't write it down.
We both have the same first three. The last is LAO, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4 LAO, Jim at Traveler's Rest.
And I'll put you in my logbook. I use QRZ. I use their online logbook, and I just log all my 2 meter contacts there, and that way I can keep up with who I talk to.
I don't have one of those in the truck, so, you know, it doesn't do me good on that one, but when I can at the house, I was keeping up there with it, but there's got to be so much logging going on that on 2 meter. I do try to keep the HF stuff going, though.
On this repeater a good bit, and then I talk on the Mount Mitchell repeater a good bit at night, so I have to keep up with everybody, or shoot, I forget who I talk to.
I get the Caesar's Head transmitter or repeater pretty well, but I have trouble with the Mount Mitchell one.
A great group of guys on that repeater, too. They have what they call the Rowdy Round Table at 10 o'clock at night. And I mean, there's... I tell you what, I mean, I just look forward to that because there's a whole group of guys on there I've got to know, and shoot, it might go on to 2 o'clock in the morning. I just have to go to bed. I get on there, and we get to cutting up and laughing and carrying on. I mean, it's hilarious at times.
46640, is that the Mount Mitchell frequency?
45190.
What?
I'm telling you, you would enjoy it. And they just welcome everybody. I mean, it's just a bunch of... I mean, there's a few guys from, you know, Gaffney and Shelby and up in that area, but most of them are up in the mountains, you know, or up in that area. And, I mean, they're just a wonderful group of guys.
Look, it's nice talking to you. I got to stop here and get some bush water for my truck, so... have a nice afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon. soon, I'm sure. KO4JKX or JQX, is that right? KO4LAO.
Yeah, JQX, yep. Yeah. Look up Gary O in a W4 Echo Echo Yankee. Did I say that right? Shoot. See, I done forgot.
I think that's what you told me. Echo Echo Yankee was the last three.
Yeah, W4 Echo Echo Yankee. Look him up on YouTube. I think you'll find some good information.
Okay, well, 73 to you, and thanks for the info, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. UX 73, I'm clear.
For WHM portable monitoring.